I think I may get an 890.
Oh, cool.
Well, how'd you end up?
2120 and a suite.
Oh, great, great. I had 1949.
Very fine.
And I was thinking, let's see, Ralph was on CW, and if he topped out at number one, that would be the first time, I think, in quite a few years where one station's won both modes, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess since WP3R.
Yeah, that's been, what, 15, 20 years?
Well, I guess it's been about, maybe 12 or 10 that he stopped doing that.
Yeah, after 10 in a row.
Yeah, I mean, he did 10 years, so you and I couldn't win.
I remember those days.
I came in second like 3 years in a row in the middle of that. And it was very depressing because I won this thing from W5KFTs, but I really wanted to win it from my station. So, it wasn't until 2016 or something I finally did it. Anyway.
How far apart were Gator and ND7K?
They're pretty close, but I think even after log checking, the separation is going to be about the same percentage that it was at the end. I don't know what it is, like 30 or 40 contacts or something.
Question. Yeah, who's the break? Go ahead.
Yes, first of all, this is my first time doing the three-state contacting by all kinds of people that have ever been talking about the Delta. Software for this, or how do you do this?
Do you want to answer that?
I can barely hear him, but I think I got the question. So we do use software to log the contacts, and we do, I assume that you do. I call CQs with a voice recorder sometimes, although I do a lot of live, but everything else is live. I do the entire contest live, except for calling CQs sometimes. And yes, we do use computers to log the contacts. We used to do it on paper with pencil and paper, but we haven't done that in a long time because while I could probably still do pencil and paper, I don't think I can write anymore. I'm out of practice.
Yeah, I'm doing it by paper. It's tough. But I was just wondering if there was software and I can kind of look for it.
Yeah, there is. So it depends a little bit on what you're looking for. There's Windows software out there. There's a couple of different choices. One of the ones to look for is November 1 Mic Plus. The N1MM package is a good one. There's a couple of others out there. If you don't like that one, it's free, as in beer. And then if you're on OS X, there's a program for that. And if you're on Linux, there's software available for that as well.
Thank you very much for asking this. Have a treat, guys.
So you did it on pencil and paper?
Absolutely on pencil and paper, but I'm only like 18 contacts in.
Okay. Well, I mean, Dan and I here, we used to do it on pencil and paper and make 2,000 plus contacts using pencil and paper, so it can be done.
I did 63.
You gotta have practice too, though, because I'm about completely out of practice.
KB6GF.
Anyway, W7WA K5TR. Okay, George.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping we'd have quiet geomagnetic this weekend, but that corona hole didn't help up here.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend not to pay any attention to that stuff because I can't do anything about it, but I could tell that it was a little bit funky. It wasn't as weird as it was a couple of years ago when the band was like, I could hear it. I could hear it breathing, terrible, but the biggest problem that I had, it did fine, but the biggest difference between this year and last year was that 40 and 20 never got short. I think I got a little bit short on 40 this evening, but it never got short. Last year, 40 and 20 were really, really short. I think there was a lot of E-skip or something.
Yeah, 40 was short for maybe about 0230 here, and then it went really long, and it got really slow, and... trying to remember what time I shut down last night. I think it was 6:50, which is pretty early, but I was just really struggling, and then I struggled again when I started up 6 hours later.
Yeah, well, what I've noticed is that all these old guys go to sleep. Nobody stays up till 2 in the morning anymore.
Was it, or was it the conditions? I think from might have been just the propagation just went really long.
Really? Well, I don't know. I always have noticed that people just aren't there after about 0600 or so. I stuck it out pretty late. I think I was on to like 0630 or 0700 or something. Because I, you know, just trying to get in some operating time. And I was still getting okay rates. It wasn't great. And then, you know, I don't know. The biggest deal for me was I was only at 82 volts for a long, long time. I needed November Lima in West Texas. And finally, November Lima called me on 20 pretty late in the day today. And then I worked 2 West Texas on 40 in the last hour of my on time.
How many in your last hour of on time? November Lima?
Just one November Lima.
Yeah, VO1KBT was the only one. He called in this afternoon. I thought I was going to miss it again.
Yeah, I thought I was going to miss it again. I thought I was going to miss West Texas, too. But then he called in. He's the only one I heard. I did hear some other West Texas. N5ZZ was on 15, but, you know, he had a big pile up, and he could hear me. And I heard one on 80 last night, and I thought, man, I should chase that guy down. He was working somebody, and I should have just called him on that frequency. But I went up and called CQ, and he didn't answer me. And so I was like, well, that's not working.
How many Eastern Washington did you get?
Eastern Washington? Probably quite a few.
Okay, they're hard to hear here on any band, surprisingly. I think I got 2. It's like West Texas for you, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough. Looks like I worked 10 of them.
Okay, George, my brain is fried. Congratulations, another great effort. And pass on again my congratulations to Ralph.
Yeah, I'll do that. And, well, you did a fine job. I was pretty worried you were close enough last, you know, when we worked, you said, no, you know, I'm not as far behind. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like, if 15 is good tomorrow, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a year or two from now, we have good 15 and 10 in sweepstakes.
Very good. Well, we'll talk to you later. Fine job. W7WA, K5TR. See you later.
Thanks, George. So long, W7WA.
K5TR, K5TR.
Go ahead.
KB6GS. Real quick question for you. Did you work 10 meters at all on the contest?
I never even listened.
Okay, so how about 15?
I made 56 contacts on 15.
Okay, I've been off the air for quite a few years. I just got back on, and I don't really know where we're at in terms of propagation, but have basically 10 and 15 been dead, and it's mostly 20, 40, and 75?
Well, I mean, for the CQ Worldwide sideband contest a month ago, 10 meters was fantastic. On Sunday especially, it was as good as the peak of the cycle almost. It was pretty amazing. So the bands have been open. This contest is a little weird because you can only work a station once in the contest, and so there's no incentive to go try the marginal band. So there's like no reason to go to 160, and there's no reason to go to 10 meters unless it's really open. And in my case, the conditions are such from Texas that there's really no point in me spending a whole lot of time on 15 meters. I'm much better off if I'm on 20 and 40 most of the contest. And so as a result, I make most of my contacts on 20 and 40. I made like 2,000 contacts on 20 and 40, and I made, you know, I made 56 on 15 and 72 on 80. But that's just because of the way the rules are for this contest.
Right, okay. Yeah, I got 63 contacts. You know, I'm doing it by paper, and I was only on for about 2 hours between the 2 days because I had to do some work with the antenna setup I have, and I'm using a really marginal antenna. I've got it on a Airstream travel trailer. It's a Hustler mobile whip, you know, 100 watts with a 7300.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like
Yeah, I mean, I work both sides of the continent on 40 and back east on 75 using this configuration. And then I was on the air in the worldwide CQDX about a month ago. And we're pretty much Africa, Europe, and South Pacific with the same setup.
Oh, very good. Well, you need some wire so you can make like a dipole or something.
Yeah, well, it's the way I have it set up, because of being able to travel, I have to break it down and set it up pretty quick and not really have any way to use a building or support. So I have a galvanized pipe that is bolted to the trailer, and it breaks down because it unscrews, of course. It gets it about 15, 20 feet off the ground for the resonator, and I'm using the kilowatt passport resonator, even though I'm at 100 watts. They do a little bit better with a bigger winding, but, you know, bigger coil. But that's basically what I'm running.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, what I've been using when I go portable is I have one of these 40-foot fiberglass poles, and I tape a wire for 40 on it and a wire for 20 on it with a common feed point. So I just have a 20-meter and 40-meter dipole that's a common feed point. And I tape them up along the pole, and then I stick that up, and then I run the other two wires out wherever I can run them, and gets me antenna that works on 15, 20, and 40.
Yeah, because the harmonic for 40, you know, with 15. Well, that's cool, and that should do pretty good for you. And because it's a dipole, you don't need to really have a ground reference with radials. You're just using it as a vertical dipole, right?
Well, I use it as a vertical, and then I just have the other side of the heart of the dipole. I run it wherever I can run it. You know, if it's horizontal or relatively close to the ground, so be it. I've used it at a beach cabin before where, you know, the feed point was like 15 feet off the ground up on the deck and stuff, and that's worked really well. And I just slope the two ground wires towards the ground or run them across the porch or something. But I find that having full-sized antennas makes a big difference. But, well, very good. Well, it sounds like you're having a good time there. I'm going to go. I've been sitting here for all weekend and I'm tired. It's been a long day today. And I'm sorry I didn't make a note of your call sign. I think we did work. This is K5TR.
K5TR, KB6GS. Yeah, we did work. I think we worked on 40, and I want to say on 20 or on 75. But anyway, but yeah, we worked. With your computer, you could probably pull it up pretty quick, because I think that's how you're logging now, correct?
Yeah, we worked on 40 meters. You gave me number 9.
Okay, cool. Okay, very good. Yeah, I got everything on a notepad here, so it's archaic and old-fashioned, but I suspect you're using a headset and, you know, hands-free and all that, and the computer to input everything and run it that way.
Yeah, well, I won't say that the computer is that big a deal for logging compared to doing this contest on paper. It's certainly better for after the contest because, you know, I don't have to do any real work, you know. The logs are ready to submit right now. When we used to do it on paper, the logs weren't ready to submit because usually you had to go back through and dupe them again and make sure you marked all the dupes and stuff like that. But so that's a big advantage there. But as far as actually the operating part of it doesn't really make a huge difference, especially for this contest. It definitely doesn't make a huge difference. In the DX contest, the computer's kind of nice because it keeps track of all the multipliers really well. Although, you know, I had all kinds of multiplier sheets back in the day, we kept track of all that stuff. So there's nothing wrong with pencil and paper. I use it sometimes in VHF contests when I'm out rovering in the car, just because I don't want to have to mess with the computer. Anyway, thanks for the contact, and I'm glad you had fun. KB6GS, K5TR.
Okay, K5TR, KB6GS. Yeah, I was looking at the paperwork here, and you were licensed in 76. And I was licensed in 77, so you could go with the assumption we're, you know, about the same age bracket, and seeing ham radio change amazingly in all the years we've been on the air. So anyway, I'll let you go. Take care. Have a good one. KB6GS.
Yep.
You
got licensed at 13 years old.
Yeah, I was in 77, 16 years.
Well, very fine. Well, good to work you, and
K5PR, KB6, GF73.
K5TR, are you still there? W7 India, Mike, Mike. W7 India, Mike, Mike.
Yeah, is that Tango Romeo?
Roger. Hey, I just looked at your QRZ site. Man, you got a beautiful sea line there. That's gorgeous. How long have you had it? I bought mine brand new, 1976, and I'll never trade it off. It's awesome stuff. Name is Rick. I'm in Western Washington.
Okay, Rick, very good. Yeah, I mean, I use some sea lines occasionally in some contests at other people's stations, and I almost bought one, and then the Kenwood TS-930 came out, and I decided to buy a TS-930 and instead of buying a sea line, which was probably the right choice at the time. But, you know, I kind of always wanted a sea line, or at least an R4C, and so occasionally I would look at eBay and I'd talk to a few friends. And then a couple years ago I was sitting around looking again because it would pop up every once in a while and go, man, I really want to. So then I put out a note on the local contest club email reflector and said, man, does anybody have a sea line or an R4C they want to get rid of? And there was a local guy here that had a couple of R4Cs that had been sitting on a shelf, and he had a project in mind, but he never did anything with them. And so I bought two R4Cs from him. I need to sell the other one that I'm not using. But then I bought a T4XC and a speaker and a W4, and I'm happy. That's enough. I've decided that's enough. I don't need to do any more. I get on the air and use it. I haven't used it in a while because with the pandemic, I'm using the table that it was on for my office at the moment here. And so until I rearrange things, it's hard for me to use it. I listen on it occasionally over there next to my computer, but it's not really set up properly to use. But it's a fun little radio, and it works pretty well. That one's it's in pretty good shape. Overall, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's doing pretty well, so it's good enough to use. It doesn't have any mods, which I didn't want. I wanted it to be pretty stock, just because I figured that was it was better than having one that had been messed with. So yeah, it's fun. I get on and play around with it occasionally, and feel the nostalgia. W7IMM K5TR.
Well, it's really good stuff, you know, and it's extremely, I guess it's still popular, I guess, depending on how you look at it. I kind of went nuts on Drake gear, 7L4B. I've only had that up for a couple years now, but I've got a TR6, a TR4, a Tango Charlie 6, the transmitting converter, and a TC2, 2-meter transmitting converter, plus the receive converters, and so I have a lot of Drake gear, probably too much. Too much vintage gear altogether. I have very little new stuff. And I did have a 930, by the way. Bought a 930 brand new in Japan, believe it or not. And got one of the real early ones. I don't have it anymore, but I did keep the Drake gear. I've always had this Drake gear. In fact, the set of finals and the transmitter lasted almost 40 years. It's good stuff, and don't ever let anybody tell you that the features don't last a long time. You take good care of them, they'll last a hell of a long time. K5TRW7IMM.
Yeah, I know. No, like I said, it's fun. Yeah, I had a 930. I wore it out, and it made, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of contacts probably between me and a bunch of other people. We wore that radio out. I think I bought it for like $1,600, and I think I sold it for $400, and it really didn't work properly. And I gave it to a friend of mine. I said, he was wheeling and dealing in ham radio stuff, trading all the time. And I said, take this 930 and had the radio for 16 years. It cost me $1,600. I call that a win.
Oh, yeah, you know, they're expensive in the early on. When I bought mine in Japan, I think I paid the equivalent of about $1,000 in yen for it. It was that was back when yen was 280 to the dollar. And so I went back the following year to buy the 940 because the 940 came out. And the 940 was more money in Japan than it was here, so I didn't do it.
Anyway, I'm going to go. It's late. Nice to talk to you, Rick. And have a good evening. W7IMM, K5TR.
All right, have a good one. I just had to tell you how great that Dick D line looked. I knew you've been doing this all day. I specifically avoided the contest. I like VHF contests, but I kind of do other things when these other contests are going on. It never has really interested me that much, but it's interesting to talk to another Drake owner, you know, especially one with one that looks so nice. Anyway, have a good one, and hope you did great in the contest. See you later. K5TR at OE7IMM.